This is Twit.
What is Invoke? Is that an event? Is that a thing? What is awesome. It? What is the, oh, this is that the Harman Kardon speaker?
It is. Yeah.
Third guess.
Yep, you are correct.
It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. So Harman Kardon is making a Cortana speaker. We knew that. We knew it's coming out this fall. We didn't know a lot of other things about it, but we now know many things because Microsoft accidentally published to their own store website everything about the Invoke.
And
now they've removed it. Now they've removed all this information, but we found out a lot of good things. We found out that it's going to cost $199.95, I believe. At least that's what it looks like it's going to cost, right?
That's what the page said.
That's what the page said.
But it comes in two fun colors.
I know. We didn't know that, right? We knew it was going to come in black, which they're calling graphite. And it's also coming in pearl silver.
Call it gray. Yep.
Yeah, gray or silver, maybe.
Black and white. Okay, good.
Right.
Yep. Stunning new colors.
Right. We also know that it is going to be out apparently on October 22nd because that was on the page also. And we know it weighs 2.3 pounds. We know a lot of things now.
Some very specific details. We know it takes a 220 watt or 20.
So how long before Microsoft kills this business?
Yep.
Because I tell you what, they're going into a buzzsaw here. They announced.
Yeah,
it's funny that you said that because Brad, when the day this happened, he tweeted. He says, "I think Harman Kardon had confirmed to him that they will release a speaker on October 22nd. And my response to him was, did they tell you when they're going to discontinue it?
We had the same reaction.
Yeah,
not only are you going against the incumbent Amazon, which is everywhere and has form factors for any conceivable crevice. Yep. And then, of course, Google has now launched its Google Home Mini, Midi, and Maxi.
The Invoke has one major advantage over these other products.
What is that?
It's more expensive.
No, actually, $200 is kind of right in the middle of all of this, right?
Yeah.
No, but for the type of thing it is, when this goes against
you can get that Google Donut or the Amazon Dot for like $40. So you're right.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you want to compare it to a mainstream Google Home, it's $129, I think. The Amazon Echo was actually more expensive. I think it was about $179 for a while, but I believe it's less expensive than that today. Anyway, it's more expensive than both of them, so smart.
And you know what I was most surprised about wasn't the price, though. I was wondering if they were going to position this as a business device because when they did their recent partnership with Amazon around Alexa and Cortana being able to collaborate, they both made a big deal out of the fact that Cortana is better at handling your business kinds of activities, like knowing your business calendar, accessing your LinkedIn contacts, and all that. So I thought, maybe they're going to position this as a business device. They're not. They're going like head to head with the Echo Google Home.
The problem I have with this is that it provides Microsoft with the same thing that they do in the financial space, except in a kind of a product bullet point sense. In other words, Microsoft can come up with a slide at some developer show and say, hey, we have this digital assistant, and you can access this digital assistant on phones, which no one owns. Or on phones like iPhone and Android, which no one uses Cortana on. You can access it on PCs. You can access it on Xbox One. And you can access it on a new family of ambient devices all around your home. And technically, it's true. You could. But the thing is, no one is actually doing that thing, right? And so just like UWP for many years, one of the primary selling points was it's available on phone too. Yeah, technically. But nobody really ever bought those phones. And UWP has never taken off. And I feel like this is the same kind of thing. It's technically true. Yes, it exists, but no one's going to buy this thing. You know, and a couple of years later, it's not going to be around that long. This is not something that is going to be successful.
Do companies ever do that? I mean, do they ever look at the market and say, oh, yeah, we don't have a chance?
Well, look at I kept thinking like the Kin, right? Like Microsoft brought that to market and boom, like,
Well, so, but that was.
There were other circumstances around that, but it makes you wonder, like, okay, you guys saw what happens when that happens. Like, what if you bring out – I mean, it's not Microsoft's speaker, by the way. It's Harman Kardon's speaker. But you bring this out, and then nobody buys it. So what do you do? Do you, like
– Well, you must have some idea. Yeah, well, I, I'm, I think some of us suspected for a little while, too, that maybe they would hedge their bets and put another assistant in there, right? That you could swap it out for Cortana or Alexa or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is tough. You know, Microsoft is kind of behind here, and it's kind of hard to understand on the client side where something like Cortana could ever hope to catch up to the Google Homes and Amazon Echoes of the world.
Yeah.
It's already a crowded race. That's the thing. If we're just Amazon and Google, okay, but you also have Apple marching in a moment.
Yep. Yeah, and they're going to have part of the market, whether you like it or not. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter how unsophisticated or sophisticated it is. They're going to own a chunk of it. Those people are very loyal, and it's a big base. And Samsung's trying their hand with Bixby, which I think is going to be just as successful as Cortana.
They're a non-starter, too.
Yeah.
It's very much like, it reminds me a lot of Windows Phone, where
you're marching
into a market where there are two solid incumbents, and you don't offer anything better or different.
Right. Yep.
What was the old rule, the old business rule? It has to be 10 times better than the incumbent if it's going to have a chance. I mean, not just a bit better. It has to be a lot better. And this isn't at all.
Yeah, this has been my argument about the Google phones. Like, look, nobody cares about your products, guys. You need to price them better than this. You can't come in and just say we're on par with Apple, so we're going to charge the prices Apple does. You're not going to sell any of those devices.
Even price wouldn't. I mean...
I know. That's not the same thing. But, I mean, you have to make a concession. You know, I used to say this to Microsoft, you know, with the phones. I mean, look, you need to give people an incentive to buy your products. If they're not going to be better, you got to lower the price.
Yeah.
Now, the chat room is saying, but wait a minute. They've got Xbox. Cortana's out there already with Xbox.
Seriously? All right. How many Xbox Ones are there in the world? 25 million.
Yeah.
25
okay.
million.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's compare that to the user base for PCs, which is, you know, Windows 10 PCs, supposedly 500 million. I would say it's probably close to 550.
But there are probably more Xboxes out there than Echoes.
Yes. I actually think Amazon's position is very temporary, by the way. So how many Android phones are there in the world that can run the Google Assistant? How many hundreds of millions, you know? How many iPhones are there out that can run Siri, all of them, so hundreds of millions. Those are much bigger markets or user bases or whatever.
Right. And then the other worrisome piece of this, right, is the whole home automation part. I mean, we've seen that Cortana is starting to have home automation pieces added in for, I think, it can work with Nest and forget what else. There's like four things, right? So there's like four. There's like four things. And
so they work with all four of the home automation products that are out there. That's great.
Yeah. And you know, how many Alexa skills are there for home automation already? Sure. They control everything, right? And
you don't have to be paying too much attention to this world to know that Amazon, but also Google most recently with their routines, which, you know, are basically like these batch files where you kind of put stuff together and you make a command like good night. And the shades go down, the lights go off, the security system comes on, your alarm gets set, the bedtime story starts getting rid of the kid, you know, read to the kid in his room. And, you know, this whole series of things can kind of happen. And of course, my phone just kicked in and tried to turn off the lights. That's hilarious. It literally the Google Assistant on my phone said, this is what she said, or he, whatever it is, said, sweet dreams in his little smiley face. So isn't that cute? I don't know.